Listening Dog Media.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Offside Rule. Promoting women's football since 2013.
Do you think, David, that Arsenal, that the Emirates should be the natural home for Arsenal women? They've played quite a few fixtures there. I think it's five this season. They're selling out. Do you think it could be that there is no need for Boreham Wood going forward and that they just play all of the games there?
As a player, you would love to play all your home games at the Emirates. And obviously, financially looking at it, it's a no-brainer. You know, if they're going to be getting them sort of crowds, Arsenal are going to be making money on that. So, you know, I can't see there being a problem, you know, because the first thing that Grams will be like, yeah, but the pitch, but the pitches are brilliant now and they're so looked after. So I don't see any reason why they shouldn't have them all at the Emirates, because it's not the same when it's at the Boreham Wood. It's nowhere near the same. When it's at the Emirates, it's like a main event. It's brilliant, you know, to sell out, you know, especially with, you know, the North London Derby and win 1-0. Mm. Amazing game and an amazing crowd. So Arsenal will tap into that. If they don't, they're making a big mistake, you know, and where there's money to be earned, I'm sure Arsenal will be there.
Okay, so let's widen it out further, because Arsenal are a different beast to the rest of the league. Mm. Do you think every women's team should be playing at the men's equivalent, if they're attached to a men's team? Because not all teams are, but if they are, they should be playing their home matches. So, for instance, should Brighton be playing at the Amex every week?
Yeah, I don't...
West Ham playing at London Stadium?
I don't know why they don't. Yeah, I don't know why they don't. You know, because... You know, quite a few years ago, you could understand the pitches because the pitches weren't as good as what they are now. You know, and the pitches can take that wear and tear. You know, we've seen pitches that have rugby games on them, and then there'll be a football
NFL,
game,
yeah.
Like within days. Yeah, you know, and so, you know, I don't see any reason why. I'm sure it'll get there, Lindsay. I'm sure it'll definitely be at all the main stadiums. Because it just makes the whole thing better, and the WSL is getting bigger and better every single season.
And it makes it easier for that fan base as well to be able to go, doesn't it? Because Manchester United is a great example where you have to go to Lee Sports Village. So Callum, if you wanted to go and watch Man United men at Old Trafford, and then on a match for the women, you've got to go to Lee Sports Village, which is pretty much in the middle of nowhere.
And not a big capacity, I bet.
No, not a huge capacity. So
yeah,
in order for it to grow, the thing is, you're going to have to go through a period where the Amex or Old Trafford are going to be half full. And actually, the Amex might not even make it half full. It might be one tier. And that's what you had with Reading for quite a while, because Reading were the first team that did this, where they played every home game at the Medeski, but then they'd fill one stand. So
yeah, but that's fine. You know, it's still, like, for the players, it's great going to, and actually playing on the ground, you know, on the main ground. And yeah, even if they do like one stand, or even if they just do like open half the stands, Yeah, I'm sure that the players would love that so much more than playing.
Scheduling, you know, as well, it would help, I think, with scheduling, because you would know that men are at home this week, women are home that week. And from a fan point of view, I think if you are seeking out women's football, sometimes it's hard to know when and where they're playing. It's not, you know, something that you'd have to check first. Whereas maybe it would just be ingrained that, you know, oh, the men were at home last week, that means that the women are at home this week. Mm.
If you had, so if you were, say, going to watch Arsenal Chelsea and you knew it was if you had the choice, you'd want it to be at the Emirates, you know, and you would choose a game, you know,
picked though now, in fairness. So those big games are at the big stadium. So Stamford Bridge on Friday, the reverse fixture was at the Emirates. So I think that's already happened, but I think it's more consistency for throughout the whole season. So Arsenal, for instance, I think they pick 5 that they've done at the Emirates. They might've even increased that partway through. But can they do all of them? I think that's the next question, is can you do all of them?
The Offside Rule. This is a Listening Dog Media production. Sports Social Podcast Network.